Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got open phones at 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Bill, Mike, Michael, and others. I'm going to recap it all, but they're coming after our guns. And I told you on air, actually, the last few weeks, get ready, they're coming after our guns. That's the cover of the December issue of the magazine. And I said he'd use executive order to do it. That's what they're announcing now. We're in a lot of trouble. And there's going to be more. There's going to be more. And I believe the evidence is overwhelming. We know they staged some of these things. If they'll do medical experiments on little kids and kill them, the people running our government, they'll stage shootings and kill somebody they've drugged up under the psychiatric care and have the real shooter slip out the back door. When they keep changing stories like they've done, as much as they've done, that's another telltale sign. And they'll do it in a place like Connecticut where they've got total globalist control. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in California. You're on the air watching us via PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Hello there. I think it's time to talk about individuals' role in this and their responsibilities to take care of themselves and their family and their neighbors. And first of all, they need to get their own principles in order. Start with the golden rule and measure everything you see by the golden rule. And a corollary to that is the non-aggression principle. Then get out there, talk to your neighbors, get to know them. You may not like them, but at least you get to know them. And then prepare yourself and your family. And don't take anybody else's word for when to start resistance. Draw your line. Know where your own line is so that
you can... Well, my line is this. I am completely defensive. No offensive action, but I'm not going to a FEMA camp, and I'm not turning my guns in.
Agree. That's the way to do it.
But you know, but I mean, you know, if you held your hand up when they put you in a pit to shoot you, that'll be called resistance and terrorism. I mean, if you held, I mean, in Nazi Germany, if you tried to shield a child they were shooting, you were called an extremist. I mean, like, this government is so evil. They know, do you agree with me, though, well, the polls show it, that America, by and large, has woken up to the fact we have an evil government. The election wasn't real. None of this is real anymore.
That's right. But you have to have your own line in your own house. And my line is, don't let them move you or your family. Stay where you are. It's better to die where you are than to go to a camp.
Well, all I know is they built the camps, and they've got the $1.6 billion bullets, and they've got the... They're announcing martial law all over the country in towns, having checkpoints and guys with machine guns because of this shooting. I mean, how ridiculous. Deer kill 3 or 4 times a year what mass shootings do. I showed those statistics yesterday. I mean, they're totally hyping it. There's no doubt this is all hyped.
Absolutely. And the fact still remains that individuals with firearms stop more crimes than they commit.
Well, that's right. I was corrected a few weeks ago. I said, you know, 20-something times a gun's used to stop a crime more than it's used in a crime. And then I was sent by everybody mainstream news articles at something like 80-something times. So I was incorrect. I don't know where the numbers I had were from some other study. But the point is, it's not debatable that. But at the same time, even though mass shootings are flat, they're still a tragedy. It's just that they're making it personal. They're personalizing these little kids. Why doesn't the news show us the kids that I've gone and watched? And we tried to put it on YouTube once, and they took our channel down. So, I'm not going to blow our whole channel. Just people should go look up children in ERs under Libya bombardment. And, folks, you won't want to watch zombie movies again and stuff where it's simulated. I mean, you see little kids with arms and legs blown off begging for mama and their faces blown off. That isn't some dehumanized zombie. That's a little 4-year-old girl with her face blown off, wondering where her lower mandible is, with her tongue all over the place. That'll get your religion real quick. This Man Wants Your Guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was reading press reports about the coroner in the Connecticut school shooting breaking down when they were examining the 20 dead little children, the kindergartners and others, who had on an average 3 to 11 bullets in them apiece. That's hundreds of bullets this one guy supposedly fired into them without his firearm jamming. But the media is giving it almost no attention. There was a San Antonio shooting where an off-duty police officer had his gun. Everybody else was barred from having one. And shot the guy who just shot a couple people. And there was the case in Oregon where a citizen had his concealed carry in the mall. The guy started shooting. And as soon as he saw the guy behind the pillar aiming the gun, he shoved the gun in his mouth and killed himself. And in mind control, they call that the disposal mechanism, because they're not meant to be captured. In the case of the Batman shooter, He did go out and then get captured. And now it's been confirmed in local news reports he did tell people that he was under mind control and didn't know who he was. And he had been in a DARPA advanced computer brain interface mind control program with the Department of Defense and had a top Air Force. She'd run all of the San Antonio psychiatric facilities, assigned out there, and she was over him meeting multiple times a week with a notebook. I mean, red flags are just boing, boing, boing. Danger Will Robinson. Danger Will Robinson in every sense of the matter. Remember Robbie the Robot?
Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. There is an enemy approaching from the east. And it goes on and on from there. Sirhan Sirhan, CNN, Associated Press. The police at the time said his gun never hit RFK. That it wasn't the same caliber. That his arm had been pinned down. Sirhan Sirhan was witnessed being drugged in his drink by the one with the polka dot dress. Sirhan Sirhan's lawyers now say that. The police say that. The police say he didn't do it. We know the CIA guy that shot Kennedy. Talk about JFK being open and shut. RFK is so open and shut, it will make your head spin. You know, in the RFK case, oh, I'm not going to get off into it. I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just, if the government's done this stuff before, what is the government? It's a mafia that took control of the country with the 1913 Federal Reserve Act to a beachhead extent, then expanded with the National Security Act of 47, where mega banks could operate behind national security with diplomatic immunity, with unlimited taxpayer funds. Gee, you think there might be some corruption going on there? And now the UN has diplomatic immunity, and the president tells the Congress, see, it's all the stuff that's happening. We're under UN control. They're announcing world government. They're saying, don't worry. We're going to register and take all the semi-autos. The NRA said, hey, they're coming after the guns in the new year. We've been warned. The anti-gun groups make the announcement. We see a huge buildup. Did you know five nights in a row in the buildup? Well, the first four nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then, of course, Friday, the four nights leading up to the shooting last Friday, I heard about this from listeners. I went and looked it up. It was true. CNN and MSNBC both, for the four nights leading up, were doing gun control. We've got to ban the semi-autos. I mean, how much more obvious does this get? There's 315 million people in this country. Keep saying 312. It's 315 plus, and that's the last census. So it's probably 320 million. You're going to have people getting shot every day, just like there's car wrecks every day, just like people drowned every day. But they get everybody so scared of the image of the gun, people who are ignorant of the gun. But what's happening is the gun culture is winning because people are going out and buying guns at record numbers. And they're finding out, wow, this makes me feel safe. Wow, this is easy to use. Wow, this is no big deal. And then every day in local papers, never national, people are getting robbed. Defend themselves with guns. Store gets robbed. Defend yourself with a gun. Woman jogging has a fanny pack. Man tries to rape her. Shoots him. I mean, I kept saying 20 plus times for every crime, people defend themselves against crime with a gun. I was wrong. I was sent the numbers last week. It's 80 plus times. And the system knows this, so they're in an irrational race to demonize the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. They are in a totally irrational race to blame the NRA and say the NRA are the Ku Klux Klan, that's Fox Sports, 3 weeks ago, and that we've got to ban the guns, and any time there's a crime with a gun, it's your fault. Because somebody did something bad, like Jesse Ventura said last hour. Do we blame somebody when they run someone over with a car? Do we blame Ford or General Motors? No, we don't. So, see, the collectivists have this idea that they're going to be safe once the guns are gone. No, you'll be in the highest crime rate areas because the criminals will always have the guns. And I know those of us that are gun owners know this. Or if somebody does hurt us with a gun, we don't blame the gun. That's a criminal. You know, they had an Austin cop this year shot at a Walmart in total cold blood. The guy, it turned out, was on psychotropic drugs and alcohol. They don't mix. Cop walks in, guy shoots him for no reason in cold blood, didn't even know who he was. They're still charging him with murder one last time I read. Premeditated capital murder. Premeditated. Folks, I'd be, okay, execute the guy. The point is, that's not going to bring that police officer back. The sergeant bails on the psychotropics and steroids and a malaria drug. It's now come out. Oh, but in the back of the paper, we covered it yesterday. The guy that snuck over the wall in Afghanistan, four tours, and went and killed, shot, and stabbed 16 people, most of them children, and burned their bodies, had been under psychiatric care and didn't want to be sent back. He shouldn't be going to jail. He should be suing the military for putting him on those drugs. Well, they said he wasn't supposed to be on the steroids. They put him on the other stuff. The malaria drug can make you go psychopathic. I'm not trying to get people out of jail, but if somebody's on PCP, you charge them for being on an illegal drug and manslaughter because they didn't mean it. I mean, you can't charge someone on PCP that kills somebody for premeditatedly doing it. They're on PCP. You can't blame some Army sergeant who goes haywire on a bunch of drugs. It's not, the law is you've got to be doing it on purpose. If somebody slipped you five hits of acid in your drink at a bar, you'd probably get really whacked out. And if somebody looked at you wrong, you might kill them. Are you going to go to jail? You're going to be civilly liable to the family for killing their family member. You might be able to get manslaughter, but you didn't do it on purpose. And it's the same thing. We are now lead the world in suicide, and we lead the world in serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I'm going to shut up now. We're going to go to Michael in Texas, listening on our big DFW station, 1630 AM KKGM. Michael, thank you for holding. What is your take on this situation, sir?
Hi, Alex. I thought I noticed something funny the other day. I was listening to the president addressing the nation, and he was crying, and he was talking about how, you know, sad it was the loss of life and the futures that they were going to have and all the loss, and you never hear him say anything about that, about abortion.
And there's 2,000-plus abortions every day, and U.N. policies would kill a billion people if the carbon taxes were put in place. This is a guy, I'm sorry, go ahead and make your point. You're right.
Oh, no, that's my point. I'll leave it off the air. I just wanted to put that out there because I hear so many people who are pro-abortion talking about how sad this is today, and I want to know what their reasoning is for why that's a loss of life, but another one is not. So
I hear you. Appreciate your point. Yeah, what's happening is you got a bunch of bandwagon people who are turning their guns in today all over the country and crying and saying, how dare you say he's not really crying. They want to believe they're part of something. Well, be part of something real, not part of Obama, a certified duplicitous snake-like teleprompter reader who is proven to be an incredibly deceptive person and is using this to try to take our basic liberties. And people just love getting all obsessed with it and feeling like, oh, we're going to do something together because they're so naive and domesticated. Mike in Oregon, listening on an Android app. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I'm pretty bummed out because this is their first shot in the battle. They're coming for everything.
I can't agree more. I'm so freaked out. And to sit here and watch the media just hype up and basically just call out all the mass murders, like, hey, we're ready to give you all the credit in the world for what you're doing, and but not give
any
credit.
They're begging. They're begging to cause a cascade copycat. They want it so bad it's making their head spin.
Yeah, but they'll give no credit to a 22-year-old who was totally within the law at the Clackamas Town Center who saved lives. They didn't want to talk about that. Where's Obama giving him a peace prize, or does he have to ship 20 handguns and grenades into Mexico to kill much people?
Well, yeah, don't forget, they staged, Larry Pratt said they may have staged the Batman because they staged Fast and Furious. It came out to blame the Second Amendment, 20,000 handguns and rifles and a bunch of hand grenades and stuff you can't even get at gun shops. They shipped it in there to cause havoc. Thousands have died, including hundreds of children. Yeah, is Obama going to come out and cry about that? No, these are cold-blooded mafias who want to dominate America. They hate America. They hate your freedom. It's a bad example to the rest of the world that we're still able to own guns. They've got their UN soldiers busy murdering and raping in dozens of countries. Anything else, sir?
Well, all I have to say is to all the people out there is let's just think about gun safety, and let's remember that those tears of Obama were basically tears of joy because he can't wait to go out on an anti-gun run here in a second.
Well, he wasn't even crying. He's probably crying from watching Gun Pod video.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Different towns around the country, armed SWAT teams to patrol streets in Arkansas City. They said, we're going to run checkpoints, search your vehicles, have curfews. Paragould, Arkansas Mayor Mike Gaskell and the police chief Todd Stovall announced a December 14th town hall meeting, the beginning of the 2013 streets of their city were going to be patrolled by police officers wearing SWAT gear and AR-15s. If you're out walking, we're going to stop you, ask you why you're out walking, and check your ID. Well, that's called martial law right there. But the border's wide open, and the police are ordered to let illegal aliens drunk drive and do whatever they want. Cops admit it, because it's all a joke. It's about making sure you know you're a slave. We've got the newscast link, too. It's like the news is like, it's great, they're keeping us safe. And I've seen a town in Oklahoma and another in Arkansas. Because when they first told me about this article, Paul Watson did, I thought, oh, you mean this town? They go, no, 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 it's another town. And imagine you just walk out of a store and a cop walks over, let me see your ID. You're like, why do I look like somebody fitting a description? No, I want to see yours. Well, then you don't have a right to. What's your probable cause? What's your reasonable suspicion? You know, well, what are you doing, cop? I mean, let me look what's in your squad car. Well, how dare you say I'm doing something wrong? How dare you say I'm doing something wrong? Folks, historically, we know what tyranny looks like, and that's what this looks like. So I got pulled over last week by the state police. They said going 8 miles over the speed limit. I don't even know if that's true. I'm going to challenge it. Just on the principle of it. And I'm sitting there at first being nice, and he starts asking me little questions about, is this where you really live and stuff? I said, man, I'm not answering your questions. I could tell his eyes were like saucers when he was looking at me. He knew who I was. You know who I am, don't you? And he just smiled. I'm just like, God, come on, man. Come on. Let's not play the game where I'm the terrorist and you're the good guy and because I dress up in a uniform because you say so. That's what all this TSA, all this gun business is. They're now saying the NRA or Ku Klux Klan all over the news, and they're saying preppers are terrorists all over the place. We have articles linking to it at InfoWars.com. I told you, they're just rebranding it onto us now. It's been the plan all along. And they just take some Prozac head, or it might have been staged, who knows, so many different stories now, and just go, well, it's your fault, gun owners, because, well, oh, because I guess it's America, we have the right to keep our arms, it's our fault, there's a bad person. Knives kill more people every year than guns, I looked it up, but that'll never be on the news. Listen, you better, listen, they're going to try to use hype to get you to feel guilty. Oh, I guess take my guns. You've got to call the scumbag Obama and call the media. And I told you, it's time to boycott any media that promotes taking your rights. It's time to get really angry about this. It's time for you to become an activist or we lose it all. It's not going to be a slow loss of liberty now. It's going to be fast. Let's go to Tommy in North Carolina. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, Alex, this is Tommy. I'm first-time caller, probably a little nervous, but...
It's okay, brother. Go ahead.
I'll try to work around that. I agree with a lot of stuff you're saying right there and some of your last callers and everything. I agree with you. Why do we have to give up our rights when other people like that's out here? You know, you never know. See, these congressmen and senators don't have to live out here like we do. We have to live around some of
these people.
They like
know you got a better chance of being killed by a deer than by a gun in a mass shooting, okay? I'm going to show, in fact, I'm going to dig that out of my stack and cover it the next segment briefly. They know that, sir. They're opportunists that want your guns to make you a slave. You're the food to the government. You're the human resource. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. Just like, you know, like you're talking about how the police going around pulling people over, you know, just searching, seeing. You know, I've had that happen to me. You know, I'll be going back, coming back from work right there, be saying, what are you doing now? So, sir, I just come back from work. So, well, I'm going to have to search your car and see what you got on you. And that happened to me in Tennessee. I lived in Tennessee and moved over here to North Carolina. My
parents well, listen, sir, sir, you need to make them search illegally and then sue them. It's all part of this game. I said to the cop, I said, you're ordered to let illegal aliens go, aren't you? And he goes, yeah. I mean, I'm just like, but you know who I am and you're asking me questions like I just, man, you're an idiot. I mean, they're all being watched by the surveillance camera in the car and the audio mic on them. So they're told, do this or you don't have a job. And it's time for the police unions, if there's any use for them, to say we're not going to be part of this. Anything else, sir?
Well, I'm just going to say I'm a very big supporter of the Second Amendment, and I support all y'all, whatever, best I can, or whatever, if I can.
What did you say to the guy after he searched your car illegally and didn't find anything?
Well, I had a buddy of mine with me, and he said, well, my dog hit on something other. I said, well, you know, it was a buddy of mine that actually said something because he actually goes to church, and a lot of people that go to church with him, seen him shook down like he was a prisoner or something. You know, they had him sprawled out just like me on the car, both hands.
That's what it's all about, teaching you you're a prisoner.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I'm really proud of the fact that we take video clips of Eric Holder saying he wants to brainwash the Second Amendment, and now that's mainstream news. Or we dig up the clips our listeners do of Rahm Emanuel saying, we're just going to put you on no gun buy list, no judge, no jury, and take your guns. That's now being picked up by the news. People are really figuring this out. Now, that isn't stopping the mind-numbed zombies and the people on Facebook, kind of the teenager, teeny bopper types, saying they're mean, turn them in. The answer is just keep spreading the gun culture. Because you notice the globalists don't just attack guns, they attack the culture. They've tried to get rid of every culture out there, everything Americana, and replace it with globalism being pushed by Hollywood. So they're threatened by the gun culture because it's part of the individualistic culture. It's part of the male culture, the female culture of taking care of yourself. Let's put DrudgeReport.com up on screen for TV viewers because, I mean, you got to love these headlines. Shooting doesn't deter huge turnout at gun show, more crowded than in the past. flashback holder. We need to brainwash people to think differently about guns. That's a quote with the video. And it just goes on from there. And keep scrolling down. It breaks down. NRA shuts down Facebook, Twitter activity since shooting. And president members receive death threats. Click on that. Click on that second story right there, please. And again, Town Hall's reporting on that today. We reported on that on Friday, Melissa Melton. And and again, I'm just glad it's getting out there because we're getting them too. And I told my writers, hey, it's newsworthy that people are saying kill us. I mean, on the YouTube, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, and you go to their channel, sometimes they have hundreds of videos, thousands of tweets. These are real people. Photos with them with their kids and stuff saying, I'm going to kill you, or you need to be killed because I own guns. NRA leaders and members getting death threats, and it goes over Twitchy and others reporting where they say, we're going to kill you. And now they're saying they're going to protest. There's a big liberal, progressive, means communist, protest of the NRA headquarters. And you notice the union heads have been saying attack people, and that's been happening. They want a divide and conquer. They want to cause the civil war. Let me show you a few headlines. I'm going to play some Obama clips and go back to your calls. Look at this, writer, because I don't want to just mention this and then not actually get to it. This is out of the Insurance Journal. Car and deer collisions cost 200 deaths and cost $4 billion a year on average. On average, and it goes up, there's actually a little more than 200. They rounded it down. 200 deaths from deer. Do you see Obama up there crying about deer? Okay, 200 deaths a year. Now, let's look. Now this is using liberal numbers from the Nation anti-gun publication. 16 U.S. mass shootings happened in 2012, leaving at least 88 dead. I spent an hour yesterday trying to get the real numbers on this, but more than half of these were gangs shooting at each other, and they call those mass shootings when gangs are shooting back and forth at each other. Okay? So it's way less than 88. But there's the Justice Department's numbers that say we should be brainwashed. 88 deaths versus 200. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there are hundreds of thousands of people who die every year from flesh-eating bacteria and other hospital complications. But they don't add that to the statistics of cause of death. They don't put that in the column of unnatural death. Unnatural death, and I want to show you this next article. Here's ABC News of unnatural death, or death caused by injury, as they call it. Number one cause of death, suicide replaces auto crashes as top cause of injury death. Number one, didn't used to be that way. It's because of all the Prozac type drugs people are on that says on the insert, makes you kill yourself. Oh, you're a little depressed here. Take some of this. And this will fix the problem. Here's another one. Suicides now, America's leading cause of death. Boom. Huffington Post. London Guardian. Happy drug Prozac can bring on impulse to commit suicide. That's why the government a decade ago banned it for people under 18. Oh, but I've got articles where they're putting one-year-olds in the U.S. on it. Eli Lilly knew Prozac had 1,200 times higher suicide rate than other antidepressants. That was in 1980. I went and looked it up. Some are double the Prozac, if you think it's bad, 2,400 times. Okay? Oh, shrimp, and I couldn't find the prairie dog one I saw years ago. Shrimp will swim up to fish when they're on Prozac or other serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And that's Fox News, AP, Reuters, you name it. This is MNN, this article. Prozac faces ban over suicide fear. Boom, Daily Mail. Continuing, Afghanistan slaying. Sergeant Bales had used steroids. L.A. Times, Army says. Sergeant Bales on malaria drug known to cause hallucinations. Sergeant Bales under psychiatric care on psychotropics. You may keep going on here? Let me keep going here? I mean, no kidding. Oh, let's take somebody under psychiatric care, put them on a drug, let's put them on three drugs. And let's put him in prison. Oh, and don't forget how much the government loves you. 1 in 25,000 getting autism 30 years ago, now 1 in 58. Oh, Reuters, pediatricians call to keep thimerosal in vaccines, the mercury-containing preservative, rarely used in the U.S., not true, should not be banned as an ingredient in vaccines. Pediatricians cite a government-funded 2004 study. They call it independent. That's a joke. We looked it up. Saying it actually helps you. That's right. That's right. That's right. They say it helps your behavior. And in a weird way, that's true. Yeah, brain damage usually makes you more stupid. That's why they won't hire cops now with over 100 IQ. They want people really stupid. You ever talk to cops? I mean, you talk to a smart cop, it's like normal, and you can talk to them. But it's really scary when you talk to a dumb one. You're like, so the illegal aliens, you're not allowed to arrest them. You're reprimanded, but you're telling me you want to search my car. And you're like, but isn't that wrong? I mean, you know, it's frightening. The army of idiots the government's trying to create. Oh, boy. Let's go ahead now. And let's start with Obama talking about love. We're going to put a video together for the nightly news tonight. Then we'll go to your calls. Where we show, they'll let you see dead children on TV here, but they won't show you the pictures of the kids overseas. And if we do show you that, we can show it to you at prisonplanet.tv. If it's put on YouTube, they will ban us. Now they'll let terrorists killing kids be on there if it's pro-war, but if it shows what the love president is doing, it's not allowed to be seen. But you can still go out there and find it. Just type emergency rooms Libya or emergency rooms Syria. You want to see or Al-Qaeda cutting fathers' heads off that won't suicide bomb for them or blowing up churches? You think you can watch it? Because it's out there. And let me tell you, it has the same effect on me that hearing about these 20 dead kids does. So here's Obama talking about love. And, I mean, after all, only white people can be hateful and evils. He's supposedly part black, so it's okay. And he's got a peace prize. Why not give him 5 more? 8 more? How about give him 14 peace prizes for every country he's attacking outside international and national law where collateral damage is no big deal to kill unlimited kids? How about that? You know, I had an article here where a drone pilot... here's the article right here. Did we just kill a kid? The 6 words that ended a drone pilot's career. If you say on the record we killed a kid, then you get in trouble. And the military chimed back in and said, no, that's a dog. You'll change your report. And then when he didn't, well... you know what happened. Again, the only crime in America is recognizing when the police shoot a kid in the back or they taser somebody and they die or when the government's being evil. There's no crying about that. You're taught when to cry when the government says, oh, the guns are bad. They did it. Let's ban them. Oh, I'm crying. It's about love, Obama says. It's about love. When they lined up tens of thousands of blacks that live in Libya and killed them when Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia ethnically cleansed them, you didn't hear one black leader say a word about it because it was cute. Obama, he gave us a phone. He's going to do more. And now people are like, yeah, we won. Obama won. We're taking your guns. Ah, we're going to kill you. And I'm getting these emails and these tweets and these Facebooks and these YouTubes. And it's just like a bunch of crazy people. Like, it's their sports team. Oh, you're just mad your team lost. I'm like, no. Both teams were bad, but you're part of the chosen team. We're being taken over. Oh, shut up. We're going to kill you. We are a decadent, slob-like nation on average. There are a lot of great people, but the good news is a hard-working, smart person, regardless what race, color, or creed you are, when you stand up against an evil globalist blob, you're like 100 people. For every one of us. So you better get aggressive. You better get focused because we're in trouble. Society is crumbling right in front of our eyes, and banning the guns is not going to fix that fact. That guns are one of the few things in areas where the police are standing down. The honest police are saying, you better buy guns all over the country. And you better lock your doors and buy guns because they're cutting our force in half and we're being told just to revenue generate. Can't get a cop to respond to your house in many cities to 30-plus crimes in Oakland, but you can sure see them out there radar gunning all day to make some money. Let's go ahead and go to Obama talking about love and just image all the kids blown in half.
One thing we can be sure of, and that is the love that we have for our children, for our families, for each other. The warmth of a small child's embrace. That is true. The memories we have of them.
They hit pause.
The joy that...
Yeah, they do actually use the blood trails from the children, and people running with wounded children are actually uses blood trails to target the full family to kill them. Like Private Gruckheimer talked about how they would go into areas of Afghanistan and kill everyone in the village. And the army clarified on Fox News and said, well, only certain villages. But yeah, they kill everyone, babies, everyone. And you know, that last breath, that warm embrace, I think that's probably what Mr. Satan is talking about here. I mean, these people are evil, folks, okay? So let's go back to him trying to manipulate the families and create a relationship with them, because he had a private meeting with them afterwards to try to get them to crusade against guns like Sarah Brady. So he's like trying to reach out to them, that last warm embrace, trying to make them break down and cry. And you can see it. He's a total demon psycho while he's doing this, just feeding off the pain. I've been at CPS hearings where they're taking innocent kids, and the parents cry, and the judge just demonically just shakes, going, oh, I'm sucking up so much pain right now. Hail Satan. I mean, it's total Linda Blair exorcist stuff, okay? Let's go back to the demon. Here it is.
Oh, the wonder we see through their eyes.
Through their eyes.
Oh. That fierce and boundless love we feel for them.
You wish you could abort them all.
It takes us out of ourselves and binds us to something larger.
Yeah, the abortion clinics, the forced abortion facilities at Apple factories.
We know we're always doing right when we're taking care of them.
With deadly vaccines and sodium fluoride, mercury,
and teaching them well,
3,000% increases in cancers in
and
children,
showing acts of kindness. We don't go wrong when we do that.
When TSA drags a kid away and grubs them as they cry for mommy, or a little cancer victim,
that's what we can be sure of.
We can be sure that you'll be able to keep persecuting
that's
children.
That's what you, the people of Newtown, have reminded us.
Oh,
that's how you've inspired us.
You've inspired. Oh, you're the
mindless. What matters?
You're the martyrs now. You're going to be used to wave the bloody shirt to take the guns.
And that's what should drive us forward in everything we do.
All the drone attacks, all the murders.
As long as God sees fit to keep us on this earth.
All the little kids with their lower mandibles missing, crying for mommy with blood spraying everywhere.
Let the little children come to me, Jesus said.
Oh, so you can abort them.
Do not hinder them.
Do not hinder the abortuaries.
To such belongs the kingdom of heaven.
And make taxpayers pay to chop up babies inside the womb all day long.
Charlotte. Daniel.
He's going to read the names. What about the 2,000 aborted a day? Why don't you read that,
Josephine,
you vampire demon?
Anna. Dylan.
How many Dylans and Annas got aborted today?
Madeline.
How many got killed by drones?
Catherine.
How many got killed by DU?
Chase.
How many kids died from heroin shipped in?
James.
All right, that's enough.
Grace.
He's going to use their names as weapons. Can we cue up the fake crying, please? We're going to cue up the fake crying and then show you Bill Clinton doing fake crying with Ron Brown. If you're a radio listener, I'm going to have an article put together with all this of Ron Brown, who they later came out, the Air Force coroners, had been shot in the head. Then they blew up the plane after Special Forces jumped out, Bane style. To Hilo, or was it Hilo out? And that later came out. He was walking and was laughing and then saw the camera and started fake crying right on cue. And of course, audio isn't as powerful, but it's an old Limbaugh clip from his TV show. But first, here is Obama with these fake pauses, all of it. But it didn't go over too well, so they said, back off of that. Here we go.
We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. And each time I learn the news, I react not as a president, but as anybody else would, as a parent. and that was especially true today.
Taxpayer-funded abortion, is that it?
I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do.
His only grief is that...
The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
Well, but you have grief that the vaccine didn't, like, kill them slowly, or... What? Fake tear. Oh my gosh, their lower mandibles.
They had their entire lives ahead of them.
And I couldn't start doing them.
Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own.
Taxes to pay me in the foreign banks. Chemotherapy. Then he cries out the other eye.
Among the fallen were also teachers. Men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children.
They're in the victim shooting center.
So our hearts are broken today.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah, our hearts are broken, so let me now demonize the Second Amendment the country was founded on. I mean, these are total opportunists. Remember, he said the NDAA was bad. Turned out he wrote it. Then he said, don't worry, I won't sign it, and did. It's all just duplicitous scum. And the globalists need you to believe in them so they can have universal forced abortion. That's their next step. They're now calling for that. And, then they could cry about abortion clinics that people protest and violate their First Amendment and not let people do that. So these are eugenicist lovers of death and lovers of their father, Satan.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You take a mortal man,
put him in control,
and put him in control.
Watch the state become God.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people.
soon. Of course, Mike Judge said he'd come in studio, too, about a month ago. And, of course, I need to call him to get him on.
Just like the Pied Piper.
Let the Prozac heads loose. Just like the CIA shipped in the drugs.
The symphony
of destruction. Acting like a robot.
Acting like a robot.
The Prozac heads brain corrodes.
Its metal brain corrodes.
Yeah, you try to take its pulse.
You try to take its pulse.
Before the head.
Before the head explodes.
I want to go over to this Rush Limbaugh clip here, but here are some of the headlines up at InfoWars.com. Right now, mainstream media declares war on the Second Amendment. Armed citizen, not police, prevented massacre in Oregon. NRA running scared after Sandy Hook shooting. Yeah, I mean, get used to death threats. We get them around here all the time. Be proud of it. Americans turn in their guns after school massacre. Gunman targeting nursery school 20 miles from Newtown. Just more false alarm stuff. War on preppers, new scapegoat for school massacre. Armed SWAT teams patrol streets in Arkansas City under martial law. And a big story, 2013, the year America dies, that Paul Watson and I put together. It's a question mark. It won't die if you don't want it to, but you've got to admit that these globalist tyrants who have a history of pure evil are going to pull on your heartstrings to get you to give up your guns so they can enslave you. You need guns because there are crazies out there. The crazies go find the areas they know have been federally made a gun-free zone to have their way with people. The answer to their 1984 tyranny is 1776. All right, Obama, totally fake crime. Totally sick. More Oprah Winfrey stuff. He did it on the campaign trail. It's just absolutely fake. Well, here's Clinton where he got caught even worse. Here's Limbaugh back in the mid-90s after Ron Brown got killed. Walking, he's smiling, start rolling it. Here it is.
Let's look at Clinton walking the walk from last Thursday in his memorial service for Ron Brown. Go ahead and roll that tape if we have it. This is the one where, look, he's laughing, telling a big joke, sees the camera. Oh, no, let's cry. Have you seen this?
Ridiculous.
Is this not incredible? Have you all seen that before? How many of you had seen this before this program? This is last Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them haven't seen it. I bet many of you haven't either. Last Thursday, there's a memorial service for Ron Brown. Bill Clinton is leaving it, and he's laughing it up, telling big-time jokes with his Secret Service person, whoever is standing next to him, and spots a camera way over there, and just watch it in slow motion, and you'll see it. Here it is, once again. Bright sunny day. Look at everybody smiling here. See the president. You'll see him in just a moment. Laughing, telling a joke. Spots the camera. Watch the face.
And then he even does it like there's a tear.
Watch this. Now here comes a tear. We got a tear here. The other guy's still laughing. He doesn't even know.
And listen. We're all supposed to buy into this. And now crying. You know what? I'll turn my gun in. Cancer virus is the vaccine. It's fluoride in the water. You mean the kids need mercury? You mean the White House Zion Czar says you want to kill us? You mean you want to make women get abortions now? Oh, you're forced abortion funding in China? You care about the children. The New World Order gained about us. I love Kim Jong-il.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.